I'd like to look is a letter that was written by Imam Ali alayhi salam to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam on his way back from Siffin. And it's a letter which is a treatise on Islamic ethics and education. And because in this month we are out to reform ourselves, I will use that as a base. And we can therefore look at how we can amend the ways within us, be able to take away those traits which stop us from reaching our full potential. So first, let's look at the aspect of what is ethics. In essence, it includes all human traits brought about either by hereditary means or environment, which make up the personality of a human being, and therefore influencing his deeds, his conduct, his thoughts, and his speech. You know, we call it akhlaq. Khalq, creation, and khulq, which is human traits, are really identical. But creation or khalq refers to the configurations which are observable with the naked eye, whereas khulq, the traits, refer to the internal powers and innate goodness which is only observable with the heart. You know, Imam Ali alayhi salam said that khulq refers to the soul, whereas khalq refers to the body. So before we go any further, let's just have a look and define what is a heart. You know, the heart and the soul are the two most important things that we must concentrate on in this month. Obviously, besides looking after our body, but these are ones that we're going to look at. The spiritual heart functions very much like the physical heart. If we were to point out our physical heart, it's located sort of in the central place in the torso. The spiritual heart is located in between the lower self and the soul as such. The physical heart regulates the body. The spiritual heart regulates the psyche. This physical heart nourishes the body by sending fresh oxygenated blood to every cell, every organ in the body. It also takes in the impurity-filled blood through its veins. Similarly, the spiritual heart nourishes the soul by radiating wisdom and light. And it purifies those, if I can say, the bad traits of the personality. So the heart really has one face turned towards the realm of spirituality and one towards the negative traits or the lower self. If the physical heart is hurt or injured, we become ill. If it's severely damaged, we die. If our spiritual heart is infected with the negative characteristics of the nafs, then we do become spiritually ill. And Ramadan is not conducive. This month of Ramadan is not conducive to spiritual illness. If the outer heart becomes completely dominated by the nafs, then really our spiritual life dies. Now, let's not confuse the heart with emotions, because emotions come from the nafs. Sometimes when we say this is our heart's desire, we're referring to the desires of the nafs. You know, the nafs is attracted to pleasure. The heart is attracted to God. Remember, that's why in Surah Al-Imran, he turns towards us through love. And he says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ Say, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِ Follow me, Rasulullah says. يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهَ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبُكُمْ Allah will love you and He will forgive your sins. Now, it is the heart which is responsive to every thought and action. You know, every kind word you say, every act you do that is compassionate softens the heart. Every unkind word or harmful act hardens it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed in the human body there is a piece of flesh which when at peace brings peace to the rest of the body. When it's corrupt, it corrupts the rest of the body. And that is the heart. Rumi has a wonderful stands on it. He says, become a person of the heart, or at least the devotee of one, or else you will remain like a donkey stuck in the mud. If one has no heart, one can gain no benefit. In wretchedness, one will become famous in the world. So how do we open this heart? How do we bring about? Remember, the Arabic term for the heart is qalb, which comes from the root to turn or to revolve. So in a sense, the spiritually healthy heart is like a radar which rotates and scans. It doesn't become fixed or attached to anything in the world. And really, If you take the test of La ilaha illallah, the heart tells us that nothing in the world is worthy of worship, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there are two kinds of knowledge, knowledge of the tongue and knowledge of the heart, which is the truly valuable knowledge. Let me try and explain the difference. There's an anecdote about a scholar who was out rowing on a lake and he heard a voice coming from a small island. Curious about the voice, he rowed to the island and found a person there doing dhikr, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by sitting and reciting an ayah of Quran over and over again. The scholar called out to him and said, "You know something, you're not pronouncing this properly." And he felt good, the scholar felt good that he was able to correct someone. After all, you know, it was said that those who said this particular ayah could walk on water. So the scholar rowed away, pleased with his good deed. Suddenly he heard a noise behind him and he turned to look. The man who was doing dhikr was running after him, walking on water, saying, "Oh alim, oh scholar, you know I've been saying this ayah in the old way for too long. Please repeat it correctly for me once again." That's knowledge of the heart. You know, actions are only according to intentions, Rasulullah said. He said, no action is attributed to one who has no intention. And this heart is the home of taqwa. You know, we say God consciousness. It's an ongoing awareness that makes us think and act more carefully and act more consciously. It is said that somebody once asked an alim about the meaning of taqwa. And the alim said, "Did you ever run barefoot in the desert when you were a small child?" And the guy said, "Yes, of course, we all ran around barefoot as boys." He says, "So how did you walk when you were in an area filled with nettles and sharp rocks?" And he said, "Very carefully, I paid attention before I took each step." That's it, the alim said. That's taqwa. If we remember that every word, every action, especially in this month, can either bring us closer to Allah or take us further away, then we have the beginning of taqwa. We will become far more aware and far more heedful in absolutely everything we do. Let's look at some tiny things, small things that will open up the heart. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. You know, recite zikr, especially when you wake up and when you're going to sleep. You know, in the children's cartoon that they have about Aladdin, he was able to summon a jinn by rubbing a magic lamp. And perhaps the lamp represents the heart. When you polish it, when you take away all the grime and the hurt and the resentment and the anger and the jealousy and the hatred, you will find, you will awaken the spirit, the light within the heart. Perfect month to do it. You know, don't condemn your heart. Don't try to correct others. You got to start changing yourself. Gently and patiently rub, massage, release the mental and emotional blockages inside yourself and allow the heart to shine out. And why is all this necessary? That is because if we aim to find peace, which every human being does, it only comes. It starts off with good akhlaq. Remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I have been sent if only to ensure that human beings reach their peak in akhlaq." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Most surely you conform to the best, to the sublime morality. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَفْضَلُ النَّاسِ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلْقًا. From the viewpoint of religion, the best of those are those who are well behaved, who have the best akhlaq. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, by engaging in good akhlaq, tame your character and move it towards the sublime human traits. You know, somebody said that they asked Imam Sadiq alayhi salam what the limit of good humor was, and he said, "You should treat people kindly, speak politely, and meet your brothers in iman in good naturedly." Somebody came to Imam Sadiq and said, "Ya ibn Rasulullah, tell me what the best of akhlaq are." And he said, العفو عمن ظلمك، وصلة من قطعك، وإيتاء من حرمك، وقول الحق ولو على نفسك. Forgive the one who has been unjust to you. Connect with one who has cut relations with you. Give to the one who has deprived you of what you deserve, and tell the truth even if you do not benefit. Inshallah, we will continue with this aspect and go on to the letter. This is letter 31 of Nahj al-Balagha. You know, out of all the letters that you may see where parents have written to their children, there is nothing that compares to this letter. It's absolutely amazing. One of the scholars write that if you can find a piece of practical philosophy which should be written in gold, then it's this letter written by Imam Ali alayhi salam, in which absolutely everything has been taken into account, using the best kind of phrases and words too. It's just something else.